Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions.
Hey beauties, welcome back to another Q&A Thursday podcast where I answer four questions submitted by beauties just like you. And we noticed that a lot of the questions tend to be repeated. So these are questions that I believe a lot of you are wondering. So we want to support you guys in every way possible and make sure that your questions are answered. Caitlin, who's also on the podcast with me today, has gathered the questions submitted by you beauties. So Caitlin, thank you so much for being with us and for gathering all the questions.
Yes, of course. We had a lot of interesting questions this week, a few I hadn't actually seen before from different things that are trending and depending on where people live. So I think today's show will be interesting for everybody, and we have some fun topics to talk about.
And we also have our third host here. You guys can hear that murmuring. I'm rocking back and forth with Bubby on my lap, whose eyes are closing. It's so funny. He's been on my lap doing podcasts since he was like 2 weeks old. So even though I'm talking, I mean, he's literally asleep right now. Hopefully he'll stay asleep. But if you guys hear some grunts and groans, you know that little Bubby is here with us as well.
Yes. And he'll let us know if he wakes up.
My little angel.
Yes.
Yes, of course he will.
Awesome.
Oh.
Speak of the devil.
Okay, Bubby. Mama's here. Mama's here. Go back to see my angel. Okay, let's hear the first one, please.
Great. So the first question is from Emmeline, and she's from Manchester in the UK. And she says, I love listening to your Q&A podcast each week. Here in the UK, it can be difficult to source frozen acai for the power protein smoothie. Do you think a powdered version of acai is any good?
So, Emmeline, thank you so much for your question. I love the UK. I was there a few years ago and for some months. I was in London and I was living in Richmond. There was a Whole Foods near me and I found the frozen acai packets in that Whole Foods. But there aren't many Whole Foods over there, or, you know, that type of health market. So depending, I don't know if I've been to Manchester. I can't remember. I think that I have, but it's been some time. So I totally understand. In this case, you could absolutely use the powdered version, which you can get online if you have difficulty finding it. There is still benefit to the acai in the powdered form. The other thing that you could do with your power protein, even if it's just a small amount because it is flavor dominant, is also to put in some spirulina, which we add, you know, we say is an add-on sometimes. It just comes to mind because it's another great powdered option. Not only is spirulina very high in minerals and protein, it's very alkalizing. So that's another good thing that you could add to your power protein. But sure, you know, we do our best. It's not like, you know, for most of us, I'm sure we have some beauties from Brazil, but we don't live right next to where we can get fresh acai. And there's a lot of benefits to the acai. We get that in the other super foods, whether it be, you know, lemons or acai or spinach. We get the best possible forms, you know, whether it's from a farmer's market or fresh or from a regular supermarket or sometimes powdered online. We just do our best. So, Emmeline, like, it sounds like, you know, powdered's the best version for you, and I would still encourage you to do it because you'll still get benefits.
Wow. Yeah. Because I was curious about that with the powdered version. A lot of people write in depending on where they live and they have trouble sourcing different things. So I think those kind of questions are great to answer. And it kind of leads us right into the next question. This is something that's kind of been trending that I've seen in health food markets and different places. So I thought it was important to get your viewpoint, and also beauties were asking about it. So this question is from Jane, and she's from New Brunswick, Canada, and she says,
another Canadian beauty.
We have a lot of beauties from Canada listening in, so we always, you know, we give a shout out here and there. So with
woo-hoo.
That woohoo, Canada. So I have like so much energy today, I gotta calm down a little.
Bobby woke up, go back to sleep, angel, go back to sleep.
I was too loud.
Sorry.
Oopsies. Okay, so Jane's question is, what do you think of powdered nut butters made of nuts that have been defatted? Is it okay to eat the powdered nut butters more regularly since there are few calories and fat?
So this is a great question. As you mentioned, Kay, there has been some trends around this. I'm not a fan of them at all. Mm. This is my personal opinion. I think that we need to respect whole foods. It's sort of like in Ayurveda, respecting the whole herbs. That's why, you know, Dr. J will say, you know, we use the whole herbs. We don't try and get out the curcumin and the turmeric, because it's the way that the whole plant works synergistically. And this is something that I talked about in Beauty Detox Power. There was a study in there about the vitamin C in apples. And they found that the activity of the vitamin C like activity was exponentially higher than the actual component of vitamin C because of all the components working together synergistically. Mm. So I think it's better to have whole fresh nut butter. Mm. And I'm a huge fan of almond butter is the one I use primarily. There's also, you know, there's all different types of nut butters, but almond butter is the one that I like the most. And there is the beauty fat in the almond butter. And so I think it's better to have the whole fresh food, to be judicious in the amount, to know that it is concentrated, to, you know, to slather it on celery sticks, or there's quite a few different sauces and salad dressings that I add a little bit of almond butter in, which goes a long way, mm. Including the Asian gorilla wraps. We also have them at GloBio. If you guys live in LA, come over to GloBio. We have some delicious gorilla wraps food in our fridge for you guys to check out. So it's just like, it kind of reminds me when like Olestra became really popular. I mean, it's not exactly the right analogy, but it was this compound that they would put into potato chips and chips. And it was like this fake type of fat so people could eat the potato chips and kind of feel like they were eating it. But it led to all these digestive problems and loose stools and like all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound good.
So I think it's, you know, nuts are amazing. They've got minerals. They're an amazing gift from the earth. They've got some beauty fat. We just need to monitor our portion size, you know, have lots of fresh veggies before, after, during, which have the fiber. So we're not having too much nut butter. Mm-hmm. But I think whole fresh nut butter is the way to go. I always say we can't do better than nature. And I'm a huge fan of whole foods. So that's my opinion on that.
No, that's great. A lot of questions, you know, whenever something starts trending, then people start to wonder, you know, what's the right thing, or how they want to be informed about it. So I think that's great. Sure. To hear the Beauty Detox perspective and why you feel that way. So I think that's awesome. And with that, mm-hmm. It looks like we are going to head into a break, beauties. So Kimberly will be right back to answer more of your questions in just a moment.
If you want to cleanse your digestive and elimination organs of wastes and toxins in a gentle yet effective way without any of the drawbacks of typical laxatives or fiber supplements, all you need to do is take a few capsules of Detoxy Plus, which is based in oxygen, and you'll be good to go. Learn more about that process and how it works on detoxy.kimberlysnyder.com.
Hey, beauties. So we are back from our break and we have two more excellent questions for you guys.
Yeah.
So let's hear the first one, Kay, please.
I'm so excited about this one. And it's something Kimberly has been writing about recently. Her and Tony did a podcast on it. It's still coming up. So I figured I would include it here for her to just briefly answer. But we do have more information in other places that we'll link to. So I'll just say that before I read it. And the question's going to be from mm-hmm. Tiffany, and she's from Fort Worth, Texas. And she says, I'm so confused and overwhelmed about the post-workout protein hype. Do I really need protein afterwards? I tend to work out early in the morning on an empty stomach. Will the glowing green smoothie suffice?
So Tiffany, thank you so much for this question. It is, I just think protein is like, it's like the most, I think it's the most misunderstood aspects of nutrition. And I think that it's, you know, I've labeled it like as the royal macronutrient, because there's been periods where, you know, we've demonized fat and that we've demonized carbs, but there's still that mentality with protein that more is more, which we know is not the case. So Tiffany, please, please check out Radical Beauty. there's two big sections on protein. The first is in pillar one, internal nourishment, where I talk a lot about, Deepak and I discuss the basic ratios for the macronutrients, including protein. Mm. And then pillar five, which is beautiful movement, has a lot of information about your workouts as it relates to protein and how much we really need. And beyond what we need, and the average American gets 3 to 5 times too much protein. And I believe that this excess of protein is actually related to not only health issues, but difficulties in losing weight, because we know that excess protein is actually insulinogenic and converts to sugar.
Right.
So to answer your question, though, in the morning, let's say you do work out in the morning, and I'm not sure what type of workout you do, but let's say you do a spin class, right? Let's just say that hypothetically, and you go early, and so you hydrate. Hopefully you're having your hot water with lemon in the morning and your SBO probiotics, because we do get dehydrated in the night. So you do your workout, you drink lots of fresh water, you come out. Yes, first thing in your body, glowing green smoothie. You still want those vitamins, the fiber, you want all that in your system. Mm. Now, because and if you do a harder workout in the morning, and again, I'm just assuming you're doing like a intense workout in the morning, you want to have, if your goals are to tone muscle, or, you know, let's say you're trying to be, yeah, let's just, again, there's a lot of assumptions here because I'd have to work with you directly to see sort of what's going on. But you can have mid-morning, and I do this with some of my clients that have heavy weight, a lot of men in particular do heavy weight lifting programs in the morning. You could do a power protein smoothie mid-morning. Mm. And the reason for that is you're still going to have it a couple of hours afterwards, after your workout. We want to nourish the actin and the myosin, the fibers in your muscles. It's still good for muscle tone. You'll also see in our Beauty Detox Roadmap, which is our exciting weight loss health program that we're launching soon. It's built into the program that if you do work out in the morning, the power protein could be mid-morning. Mm. Now, the power protein, we'd want to keep dense protein out of the morning, but the power protein is made of sprouted vegan protein powder, very easy to digest and assimilate. It's different than digesting a pile of eggs, for instance, or, you know, like a bunch of turkey in the morning or egg whites. So that's what you could do. You would still lay out the basic Beauty Detox morning, hot water with lemon, SBO probiotics, fresh water, glowing green smoothie, but then you could also do a power protein mid-morning. Mm. And that would be a really great program for you. And again, avoiding the dairy, avoiding the Greek yogurt, the egg white omelets, all that. That would be a great way to proceed for you.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that. And if anybody's interested in more information about protein and Protox and all these topics that Kimberly's talked about, I will link to them on the blog and in the show notes here so you can read and get more information about it, because it's a really big topic. So we just, you know, briefly talked about it right now.
It's a huge topic. And again, Tiffany and everyone, I encourage you to please read those sections in Radical Beauty. They're really, really critical, I think, to our health and beauty. And there's so much more we go into there. So please check them out. It's pillar one and pillar five.
Right. Yeah. Super informative there as well. Great. Well, it looks like we're already getting to the last question of today's show, and that's going to be from Erica, and she's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I thought this question was really important because it comes up a lot in the community with body issues and things like that, and we would love to hear what you have to say about this, Kim. So her question is, I have struggled with food my entire life, always worrying about if what I'm eating was good for me. Because of this, I've dealt with body shame for years. I feel like it has grown progressively worse this past year. How do you suggest I switch my mindset so that I can learn to love myself more and my body?
So, Erica, thank you so much for your question. This is, Kay, as you mentioned, something that's very, very common. It's something that I've gone through. I'm sure, Kay, you've gone through it as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's a term called orthorexia as well. There's anorexia, as we know. There's bulimia. There's so many different forms of eating disorders. Even this hyper-focus on trying to eat healthy, you know, is a form of an eating disorder.
Right.
When it becomes like an obsession. And I've gone through so much with my body, you know, definitely different forms of eating disorders through the years when I used to be really skinny and then I gained a lot of weight. And it was just so much, the sort of this yo-yo effect. So I totally, totally understand, Erica. You know, this is a really serious thing. So if you feel that, you know, it's gotten to a point where you just can't handle it all, you know, I want to say right off the bat, it's a good idea to get professional help, to definitely seek out a counselor or a therapist or someone that you could talk to about this.
Right.
So, of course, we'll say that up front. There's a lot of things that you can also do on your own to help, you know, support your own healing. Beauty Detox Power is a really great book in this regard because we talk a lot about different ways of letting go, different ways of accepting yourself and your beauty in this moment. It's when we put so much of an outer focus on controlling our body on the outside, it means that there is definitely completely, you know, 100%, there's stuff going on in the inside. There's pain inside, whether it's fear, anger, the shame outside is a reflection of feelings within you. So what's really helpful here is meditation. You can start with the really basic meditations. We have free ones in KimberlySnyder.com in the shopping cart. You can download for free. Just having those moments of really tuning inward and listening to yourself, accepting the moment, accepting yourself. Some great books on this are Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. Also, Dr. David Hawkins has a great book called Power Versus Force. Is another one called Letting Go. But this is, you know, the only way through this, Erica, is really to increase your self-love and to really appreciate yourself and accept yourself in this moment. And it's hard. Like it's a journey to get there. And I totally empathize because I've been there myself. But I promise you, I absolutely promise you that you are just as you are perfect and whole and complete. And when we focus on, you know, we pick on ourselves and we hyper-focus on something on the outside of the body, it's just because we haven't really accepted ourselves on the inside. Right. So please check out these books. We'll link to them all in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Beauty Detox Power, I talk a lot about my own journey, my own struggles, and letting go of things from my childhood. You know, another thing that's helped me with a lot, it is an investment. It is expensive for sure. But the BioCybernaut training that I did, the neurofeedback, was incredible. Mm-hmm. Because I was able to actually go in my brain back into childhood and reprogram some of the root causes of where shame came from and my lack of self-love, my lack of self-worth. But, you know, it is expensive, but, you know, it is a resource. You can look into it. But the books are also helpful, some type of therapy. I think yoga is really therapeutic as well. Mm-hmm. Because yoga is all about breath. Yoga is all about just being in the moment. And that's really what this is all about, is just showing up in the moment, accepting the moment, and finding ways to let go of resistance. If we're picking on ourselves, if we're like, you know, looking at this and that, it means that there's just a lot of resistance there. And that's where Dr. Hawkins' books could come into effect. You know, it's easy to say, oh, just love your body, love the shape it's in, like, it, just accept it. And that is true, but it is difficult to do that without releasing the root cause, which is really a lack of self-love and the lack of self-worth. And so we really need to work on that. We need to work on acceptance. We need to work on the inner peace, the inner joy, which does come from meditation. It does come from tuning inward instead of tuning outward. And that tuning outward is partly encompassing, you know, the focus on the outside, the focus on the shape of the body. The more we start to love and nourish ourselves within, everything takes care of itself. Like, I wrote about this in Beauty Detox Power. I used to say every day, I hate my thighs, I'm so fat, I hate my legs. When I started to let that go, I feel like my thighs just took care of themselves. Like, they just weren't a problem anymore.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, whether I looked in the mirror, I'm like, actually, they're fine the way they are. Or I stopped obsessing. And I started, you know, putting less power in food, and so I naturally started eating a little bit lighter. And maybe I did lose a little weight. Or maybe, you know, I think the big thing was I just changed my perception in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So, Everything, all the root is really within. The issue is within. And so loving yourself, Erica, take time to have a beautiful evening routine is a great place to start as well. And this is something we talk about in Beauty Detox Power. Take time to pamper yourself and to love yourself. Take a nice bath, a nice shower in the evening, do Abhyanga, light a candle, give yourself a little foot massage, read a nice book. All this time that we can spend really loving yourself and taking care of yourself really does start to add up. And it's just so, so important. I just put my hands on my heart, Erica, and I'm sending you love. I'm sending all you guys love because we've all been here, mm-hmm. especially all of us women. We've gone through so much body shame and we've gone through so much pain. And I'm just telling you the way through is love. And it has to start with self-love. So, Kay, let's please link to all those resources in the show notes. Please also, Erica, listen to the podcast that we did with Grace Silk. She talks about releasing guilt and shame. It's in really powerful ways. This is a process. You know, even though I feel like I've released guilt and shame, it's something that we always have to be mindful of. So that's part, you know, I do my meditations morning and evening because if I don't, I feel like I get off kilter. I feel like it's easy to let the noise creep in and the little voices and the self-doubt. So we just have to keep replenished. My yoga practice also does that. Staying around positive people. That's why the Beauty Detox community can be so great for you, Erica, just to remind you it's about nourishing yourself, loving yourself, and, you know, healing will come. It will come, but it's going to take effort and some attention to the self-love.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Kimberly. These supportive messages are really important. I know a lot of times we focus on food and different things, but I know that this is a big part and we do get a lot of beauties asking questions and needing support. So I think it's great for them to hear right from you the resources and just the mindset that they can, you know, aim to achieve and, you know, what will help them. So thank you so much for your time today and all the beauties for submitting your questions. It was great having the show today.
Thank you so much, beauties. Thank you guys for being open and vulnerable and sharing, because that's what this is all about, is our evolution, as Kay said, supporting each other. We are always, always here for you. We are all about it. We love you guys. Kay and I have been through so much ourselves. So we're coming from a really authentic heart space of sharing, and we'd love to hear from you guys. You know, submit your questions. I'm doing Facebook Lives every week. I'm answering questions on the fly in those sessions. The website, please sign up for our free newsletter. We're sending out free recipes, information every week on KimberlySnyder.com. So thank you guys so much. I'm sending you all my love.
Yes, and speaking of support and inspiration, as always, before we let you go for today, we would love to hear your inspirational thought of the week.
Okay, guys, so here it is. When you feel down, work to lift someone else up. And the reason this is so powerful is because we truly are all connected. And sometimes when we just feel like, oh, this isn't happening, and I wanted it to be this way, and it's not, and we just sort of feel like we're in a rut in our own life. When we can turn to someone else in need and give them support, give them a smile, give them, help them out in whatever way it is, getting someone a tea or sharing food with them or holding the door open for someone. The more energy we start to give out, it flows through us. And sometimes it's easier to direct that love to someone else. And it really flows through. It really starts to nourish us. So it's one of the best ways to lift ourselves back up.
Awesome. I love that thought. And if anybody else is feeling really inspired after listening to today's show, or you have a question, as always, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. And that's where you can submit your question and I will review them and hopefully have Kimberly answer them on an upcoming show.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Kay. Thank you so much, beauties. Have a wonderful day. Remember that we're always here. Stay connected, and sending you all our love.